Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Thursday of the 48th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 123. Heidelberg Catechism 123, what is the second petition? Thy kingdom come, that is, so govern us by your word and spirit, that we submit ourselves to you always more and more. Preserve and increase your church, destroy the works of the devil, every power that exalts itself against you, and all wicked devices formed against your holy word, until the fullness of your kingdom come, wherein you shall be all in all. One of the mantras many of us have heard is that there is strength in numbers. If enough people get together with a singular will and purpose, they can accomplish whatever they want, be it on a battlefield in war, a community soliciting coats for kids in the winter, or a substance abuse group needing morale. The more people involved, the better things often go. This idea has bled into the modern and postmodern mindset of many Christians, and over the decades we have seen the rise of what are referred to as megachurches. We also saw something like this play out in politics in the 80s under the term moral majority. But in the midst of all this, there is one overriding simple truth, and that is this: the power and efficacy of the church is not derived from numbers or political sway, but from God himself, willing and working in and through his people as he sees fit. It is God alone who preserves and increases his church. And a recognition of this truth is part of our petition, Thy Kingdom Come. It is not our kingdom. It is God's kingdom. We cannot build it our own way. We cannot build it in our own time. We cannot build it to the numbers we might want. Jesus was very clear, as he said to Peter and the disciples in Matthew 16, verse 18, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When Jesus, after his death and resurrection, ascended into heaven, he began doing exactly what he said he would do. But the very next thing we find is that the Holy Spirit came, as Jesus had promised, and the words of Matthew 16:18 began to be fulfilled before the eyes of all watching. Acts 2, verses 46 and 47, And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. The Lord was the one who added to their number. But part of the problem is that we as human beings love numbers. Big is always better in our minds. But that is not always the way of redemptive history. We cannot measure the work of God by the number of people who seem to be professing Christ. In fact, many times over the centuries, the number of visible believers have ebbed and flowed, depending on location and time. Indeed, individual bodies of believers come and go. Many, if not all, of the churches John wrote to in Revelation have ceased to exist. The churches of Galatia, Philippi, Thessalonica have faded into the mists of history, as has Ephesus and Corinth. But what we count on and confess is that no matter what the spiritual landscape may look like from our perspective, God is always working, and there is always, always a remnant of his people being preserved by his powerful and loving hand. Sometimes that remnant seems small to us, but often it is because we lack the ability to recognize what God is doing apart from our little sphere of influence. Paul pointed this very thing out in Romans 11, verses 2 through 6. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know that the scripture says of Elijah how he appeals to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what is God's reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too at the present time there is a remnant, chosen by grace. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. By grace, God is building his church, whether we see it or not, By grace, God will build his church, and by grace, God will preserve his church until that final day when our Savior comes and calls the church home to be with him in glory. And until that day, nothing can stop it, nothing can hinder it. The gates of hell themselves cannot stand in the way, for God is indeed building and preserving his church. And to God alone be the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.